I rise today with a message to many in our society who have felt or still feel isolated or forgotten as a result of policies responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. New Zealand First is excited about our commitment to an independent inquiry into COVID-19, which will be delivered as phase two of Labor's Royal Commission of Inquiry into COVID-19 lessons learned. Now, this wasn't our first choice. Our leader, Mr. Peters, detailed as such, we preferred to stop the current Royal Commission and replace it with an inquiry with a broader term of reference and commissioners that weren't compromised by their involvement in the previous government's administration. However, phase two represents a genuine opportunity for forgotten New Zealanders to tell their story, and it will fulfil what we as a party campaigned on. There is a sigh of relief because finally we have timeframes, details and a clear line of sight for what has been a long road for many New Zealanders. New Zealanders who have felt shunned, ignored, gaslit, coerced, isolated and forgotten. New Zealanders being unable to participate in an inquiry where they can truly tell their stories. Now, with an expanded terms of reference, those stories can include vaccine mandates, vaccine efficacy and safety, the reporting and monitoring of adverse reactions to vaccines, and vaccine approvals and procurement. New Zealand First knows that there are stories out there because we have spent the time to listen to them. We all have our personal experiences to draw on during these years. I certainly have mine. Now, this House must understand that there are still many Kiwis out there who are still hurting. We have walked with them, sat with them, and we are working to support their needs in this House. We first listened when the Right Honourable Winston Peters walked amongst the Parliament protesters on the lawn of this very House in February 2022. We heard the stories and concerns of many New Zealanders as we packed public meetings across the country. We started in Warkworth, Pakuranga, Hamilton, Tauranga, Whanganui, Lower Hutt, Nelson, Christchurch, Dunedin and Invercargill, all across the country. We filled town halls to the brim. And we listened to these people until July 2023, when in Whangarei, our party outlined our commitment to an independent COVID inquiry based on what we heard from those forgotten New Zealanders. We fought hard. We fought hard during this election, and we secured it in our coalition agreement in November 2023, a massive milestone. We fought hard during the election. We debated this topic in the House. And surprisingly, my contribution, I was continuously heckled by the other side, just as I am now, Mr. Speaker. And then, Mr. Speaker, once my contribution was completed, the member opposite decided to give me half of her contribution to speak to mine. Mr. Speaker, members opposite, they may not have wanted to hear what New Zealand First have to say, just like now. However, the public did, and our debate was subsequently well received. The gaslighting continues, doesn't it? Gaslighting, it's so 2021. We're over it. New Zealanders, the New Zealanders were still concerned, and we continued to listen, accepting a petition about the inquiry terms of reference and an open letter about the vaccines. New Zealand First have met with many who have been adversely affected by these vaccines, and we will continue to listen to them and their heartbreaking stories of how their lives have changed. And this is what we will continue to do, Mr. Speaker. Phase two of the inquiry will begin very shortly with hearings as early as November. We have an independent Royal Commission with new commissioners, as promised. We have a wide-ranging terms of reference, as promised. And the inquiry will take a year, as promised. And finally, a report will be delivered in early 2026. And with this report, be it a lesson for future parliamentarians. New Zealand First, we are here to listen and to support the forgotten New Zealanders who are still suffering today. Mr. Speaker, their story must be told, and this House must listen. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.